This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning, Will. Day two reaction to the now 6-2 Eagles. Talk about them a lot today. Nick Sirianni a lot, because he's really been, I think, the focal point of discussion since that game ended. So we'll continue that. Sixers, they lose in Paul George's debut last night. Strange end. We'll address that. Jason Kelsey's comments at the start of Monday Night Football last night on ESPN. We'll get to that as well. Look, your phone calls and all of it, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, buddy.
The Guinness World Record for farting.
Okay.
Longest fart is 2 minutes and 58 seconds.
By
a guy named Mr. Charlie.
Mr. Charlie!
2 minutes and 58 seconds.
That stinks.
There you go. So, I mean, I guess anything's possible.
You say don't buy it. It's the Guinness Book of World Records, though. It's not like it's some dude who just said it. Like, they have processes for this.
The Guinness Book, it's official.
Yeah. Like, that someone was there to witness it.
James, you buy it?
Yeah, honestly, it sounds ridiculous, but it's the Guinness Book of World Records. Right. Yeah, I do. I buy it.
All right, so here's the thing I'm curious if people buy today. Two things. That Nick Sirianni's actually a pretty good coach and the town's too hard on him.
What a segue, by the way. That was pro stuff.
Thank you. I try. So let me just set this up this way. And you know, we'll have Sirianni on the show in about 3 hours, and I'm sure we'll talk about him for the bulk of the program. And I'm really curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. I tend to think most people that call today will be very anti-Sirianni and think that he holds them back. And I can't tell you you're definitively wrong, but I can tell you I think you're wrong. So here's where I'm at, and this to me is like a referendum day on Sirianni. Like, this is a where we are on Sirianni day. Here's where I am, and again, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Obviously, his hand was all over the game the other day. Most people perceive in a bad way. In some ways, it was a bad way, but they also got a W. And, you know, it's a 4-game winning streak, and I think that has been incredibly obscured as people have, you know, pointed out the negatives. So here's where I'm at. I think he's a pretty good coach. I do think the town is too hard on him. And I think there's this unbelievably critical nature going on, in part because of his antics. And it annoys us and has annoyed us. And so we're at that point as a fan base for many, I think, where we're in the nitpicking phase. Now, let me be clear. That's not to say that he does it all right, because he doesn't. That's not to say we weren't right to say that his antics are annoying, unprofessional, both on the sidelines and earlier in the year at the postgame stuff. Like, I'm with you on all that. Guys, I will be critical or unbelievably critical when I feel it is warranted. And I think there's stuff from Sunday that he did flat out wrong. And I told you that yesterday. And I'll repeat that again today. I mean, some of the decisions that he made, whether you call it 2-point conversions, fourth down, field goal, punt, whatever, some I think he got wrong. Some I think he got right. Now, it was notable, if you missed it, he doubled down yesterday in the press conference and said all of the two-point conversions, the fourth downs, all of them, he thinks if you put him back in the same circumstance, he does them again. And I know a lot of you will disagree with that, and that's fine. And let's go. 215-592-9494.
That's a major problem. That, when given an opportunity to just reevaluate, just be realistic. Just no penalties here, although there's always penalties. We will hold it against you.
But here's the thing. I don't think anyone was so outlandish that there's no question you have to go the other way. Like, going for 4th-and-3 isn't crazy talk. They scored a touchdown, I think it was 2 weeks ago, on a 4th-and-3, similar circumstance. I didn't like it, but it's not nuts. The 57-yard field goal is probably the second most out there one, but I mean, Jake Elliott does have a great leg. It's not inconceivable to go for that. Let me just put it this way. I think that praise and appreciation of Sirianni is much more warranted than it happens, and I'm going to tell you why. 6-2. Now, you can say that's Howie.
You know he's set up for success.
You can say that's Howie. Hold on.
As set up as you can be.
You know what? I don't agree with that. He is more set up than most people. There's no question about that. But I see 6-2. I see clear as day coaching adjustments post bye. They're running the ball a ton. I appreciate it. They reckon it. Look, they should have seen it earlier. They didn't. Clear adjustment.
What about the fact they're running a ton, but then Lane Johnson says it's because he went in and told Nick Sirianni they needed to be running it a ton?
Well, maybe they coincided with both sides seeing it at the same time. Maybe Lane saw it and Kellen and Nick.
Maybe. Lane Johnson said he went in and told Nick Sirianni to run the ball.
Well, you know what? Maybe he's not Chip Kelly, not a horse's ass who won't listen to players.
Look, it's great.
It is great.
I'm just saying my biggest problem is that this is a guy who was brought in here to be a wonder kid. Offensive mind, you know, the new offensive coordinator who called the plays and did great things and expanded our minds, and then that
But
failed.
Are you never going to move off that, Sean? Like,
no, but you know I count that against
no,
him.
No, and you should, and you should.
I don't know why people don't. It seems
people do.
It seems like people forget. That happened.
Nobody forgets
he
that.
He still circles back around, and now I am very worried that his interaction in the offense is affecting it negatively now. Even though we know that that's not supposed to be where he's, you know, strong suited,
right,
and pouring his energies right now,
and getting in the way. I know.
Happens.
Let me ask you this question, John. I'm going to ask this to you, but I'm also asking it to everybody listening right now, and you can react to 215-592-9494. John Ritchie, where are you with Nick Sirianni? Is he a good NFL head coach?
The team is winning, and the players like Nick Sirianni. I'm trying to get there. You know my issues.
I do. We all do.
I hate that he had to give up the play calling. I hate that he still has a big hand in the play calling, though. I am suspicious that his influence brings the offense down. He's been unprofessional with crowds and opponents. Big Dom was looking for a kitty leash to keep track of him. It points, you know, that was it's hard to get around that when I compare it to a guy like Andy Reid. That's my, you know, baseline. I just can't, this is such a far cry from that. But I know that times are different and times are changing. I know that the guys love him, and that does matter a lot. He's doing a lot that's working. Now, Howie has given Nick fantastic talent, but we hear things trickling out of NovaCare that are exceedingly positive about Nick Sirianni's coaching. Like Jason Kelsey, who, you know, I admire a lot. I cry about him. Jason Kelsey says Nick Sirianni's the best in-meeting coach he's ever been around. The guy who holds the guy's interest, the guy who brings it the most. And that's incredible. That, just hearing that, it's a strange concept. But, man, those are tough. The meetings are tough, but they matter. people usually hate those meetings. If Nick brings some juice to meetings, like, that really does matter. That makes a difference. That can make a team better. And I do respect that part. And I respect who it's coming from. So, you know, the best in-meeting coach he's ever been around. And think of all the coaches Jason Kelsey's been around.
Of course.
And think about the fact, think of another guy that we all trust, Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz told us the details of the way Nick details the meetings. I had never heard anything like that. He puts the numbers on the screen for every play at practice. They rewatch it as a group. And if you somehow missed your assignment, your number's up there. It might be your name if you're a coach. If you poorly coached that play, it's this new level of accountability that I really think is...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's nice. It's good. It should pay dividends. I admire that part of Nick's approach. There are a lot of things about Nick that I do admire, like his teaching methodology. I do think that's good.
John, you know what? Can I
like that thing about the perfume recently,
I
where
like
he's talking
too.
About, you know, smell it. Don't drink it. Whatever you don't.
So you're
don't
saying
drink
messaging.
It. Yeah, but I think he's got some.
Let me tell you what you are. And I'm guessing I'm guessing a lot of people are to an extent, but with most people leaning out than in on Nick, I think a lot of people are conflicted. John, what you
I'm
just
officially conflicted your
whole
on
last,
Nick.
There's
conflicted
no question.
On
James,
Nick.
Is
but,
Nick serious?
Hey, how about this though? What? Do you actually believe he's one of the 32 best coaches in the world?
Probably, yeah. I mean, yeah, look, Jimmy Johnson.
I would say without a doubt.
Jimmy
he
Johnson's
is.
Probably 75 and not eligible because he's not trying to be a coach. James Seltzer. Is Nick Sirianni a good NFL head coach?
Yeah, he is. I mean, the guy wins. He just wins consistently. And I know it's a player's thing and all that. But we've seen that time after time when there are issues with the team in season, he's really good at correcting them. I mean, all the way back to his first season.
Other than the end of last year.
Which
is a big other than.
But it is. But that whole thing, there's a lot of things that were out of his control. They changed coordinators on him. They weren't even good coordinators to begin with. They were like, the Super Bowl happened. We had the choice at the end. Like, who can we get? Like, I don't blame him for last season as much as other people do. Even season one, remember year one to six games in, worst penalties in the history of the sport. They cleaned it up. I've been impressed with the way this guy has been able to adjust on the moment. I think he's a good NFL. He's 40-19. He's a good NFL coach.
All right. I am fascinated today. It's basically the halfway point of the season. It's eight games in. Obviously, it's a 17-game schedule now. It feels like every 2 to 3 weeks we have yet another show on a referendum on Sirianni. Here we are again. Where are you? They're 6-2. I get the impression most of the town is very down on him. My sister texted me right after the game on Sunday and said she thought it was the worst coach game she'd ever seen by Sirianni.
Your sister is correct.
And listen, a lot of people feel the way you do, Ray. I get it. I also know this. They showed up. They were up 22-0. The other team got handed 7 points. The other team's not good, but the Eagles still won, and they're 6-2, and they're headed to the playoffs. I can't say it like definitively, but I'm pretty sure they're going to make the playoffs for the fourth straight year, and that's 4 years with Nick Sirianni. I know he's got a roster with an advantage with Howie. There's no question. Better to have Howie than Joe Shane, no doubt. But I'm telling you, I'm going on the record today to tell you, I believe Sirianni's a good coach. I do. I don't discard what happened at the end of last year. I think it was a disgrace. I think he had a major hand in it. But I'm also not going to judge his totality on a seven-game stretch. As James has pointed out, through 3.5 years, the record is phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. Is he a good NFL head coach? You tell us. 215-592-9494. Is he just a flat bad head coach? You tell us.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.